Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
IrishGuardian.com joins me in advance of what promises to be a wonderful weekend of weather. Good afternoon to you, Peter.
Good afternoon, Trish. How nice it is to even be able to say that.
I know. And it's going to, we were talking about it earlier, there's going to be lawnmowers humming all over the place this weekend for sure. Okay, lots of questions in. We forwarded on some pictures that came in time on WhatsApp, so we were able to get them to Peter in time, including one from a listener saying, could you ask Peter, should I leave this plant, I don't know what this plant is, in a container and trim it back, or should it be planted in the ground?
With the picture, it's a type of hebe, which is an evergreen shrub, and it's a particularly nice one with this kind of lovely red foliage, and it will have a lovely flower in it during the summer. I imagine it's going to be a kind of lilac-y pink flower, depending on the variety. The answer to the question is you can do either, actually. They will do quite well in pots, but they would probably want to be repotted into a bigger container or else put it into the ground. I would trim it back because hebes are one of these plants, a bit like lavender, which we've talked about before, where they can get leggy and woody, and if you cut them back hard, then they don't like it. So the best thing to do is to prevent them getting into that condition by a regular trim. So trim it regularly. Even now, actually, sooner rather than later, because it will be producing its flower buds as soon as now. So the sooner you prune it, the better. You don't have to cut it too hard, just a trim to keep it good and bushy into the open ground or a bigger pot, I would say. But it's a really lovely one. And she also had another part of that question, which I saw. She said she had a yew tree.
Yew that's never grown more than 3 feet. Does it require a specific kind of soil or feed, or will it ever grow bigger than this?
And the honest answer is on Japanese yew, I'm not sure exactly which variety of yew that is. There are many, well, Taxus, which is yew, Taxus is the genus, are an incredibly slow-growing plants anyway. The Japanese one, I'm not sure, as I say, which variety of Taxus the Japanese one is, so I'm not certain on the overall height of it. It looks like it is a dwarf form. I saw the photograph. There's bits of new growth on it. In general terms, Taxus do like a slightly acidic soil, so that's soil with a low pH. So you could try growing it in a big enough container if your soil is limey. If your soil is acidic, you could plant it out. Whether or not it's going to get much bigger, I don't honestly know, I'm afraid. But just to say that Taxus yew trees are incredibly slow anyway.
Okay, but it's a very healthy looking tree. So whatever it you're is, doing, you're doing right. Catherine said, could you ask Peter, please, about my plant? How do I get rid of the old part of the plant as the new one is growing up around it? Or do I simply just leave it to die back itself? I have a few of these plants and they're all the same. Thanking you.
Well, what Catherine sent in is a picture of Sedum spectabile, or it's also called the ice plant, and many, many people will know it, even if they don't know it by name. And what she's showing me is a plant with this year's foliage, so it's herbaceous. What that means, Trish, a herbaceous plant is one that just dies back for the winter. So what that means is all the life in the plant goes underground, but what's over the ground is kind of dead tissue. So what she's showing me is a picture of this year's new growth coming up, and last year's dead flower stems are still there. The short answer to the question is just take them out. They will fall away and die off naturally. But for aesthetics, they should even come away in your hand now, or if not, just a secateurs or a scissors will remove them. But she's actually done well by leaving them, because leaving old flower heads and things like that on during the winter, an awful lot of beneficial insects and even some small birds will have fed on the seeds of that during the winter. So you've done the right thing by leaving it for now, but now certainly remove it, yeah.
Okay, hi Peter. My roses have buds, but the leaves are kind of wrinkled. There's no green fly on them and I'm wondering what's going on.
It's the first thing I thought of there when you said the leaves are wrinkled. I was thinking of some kind of aphid or green fly. So if there's no sign of them, I'd probably need to have a look at that to be sure. It could be some kind of infection caused by the excessive amount of rain we've had, but I couldn't say absolutely for certain what it is without seeing it. So maybe send a photograph into myself or to John Paul and I'll have a look at it for next week.
Okay, send it in on WhatsApp to us. Mary also has a problem with a rose bush that's in a container and it hasn't flowered, said Mary, since I moved it from the garden to the pot. The reason I moved it was in a cold and a windy position. It doesn't appear to be pot bound. Any ideas how I can get it to bloom? The only thing is, I don't know how long ago she moved it.
That's just what I was going to say. Yeah. She doesn't say how long ago, whether it was last autumn or whether it's been a few years. So whether or which roses are, I always refer to them as kind of hungry feeders. In other words, the more you feed them, the better they're going to perform for you, the better they're going to do, the more flower you're going to have. So they'll always, for that reason, they'll always do better in the open ground in a good, rich soil. So if you're growing them in a container, it's good to hear that she doesn't think it's pot-bound. Now, they do prefer a deeper pot, a good deep pot, because that tap root system is quite deep with the rose. So give them a good deep pot, plenty big enough, and feed them with a good rose food if it's in a pot. If it's in the open ground, mulching with kind of any organic matter like farmyard manure, even mushroom compost, anything that'll improve the nutrient content and the texture of the soil will help. But in a pot, you will probably need to give it a liquid rose feed or even a granular rose feed to drive it on. But there's no reason really that it wouldn't flower in a pot, provided it's in a good sunny position. So I'm guessing, hopefully I'm right, that it's not so long that she's moved it from the garden to the pot.
Okay, Rena has two wisteria plants. They're in pots and have been for the last 2 years. Now, Rena says, I keep them in a glass house over the winter and then they're out for the rest of the year. What I'd like to know now is if I can trail them around a pergola and just leave them out all year round. They're full of nice green leaves at the moment.
Absolutely. Wisteria are hardy here, so you can absolutely leave them out all year round. So either plant them in the ground or in big containers and let them train around over the pergola. The bad news is, I'm afraid, for Rena, wisteria needs to be about 15 years old before it starts flowering. She's had them for 2 years. Hopefully they were 10 or 12 years old when she bought them, in which case she's nearly there. But if they were only a year or two, then she has a bit of waiting to do, I'm afraid. But in answer to the question, they'll be fine outside all year round, yes.
Hi, Peter. When should I cut back heathers? Last year's flowers are beginning to die off.
The heathers, depending on the variety. So just after they finish flowering is when you trim them. So if hers are dying off now, well then, now is the time to trim them. So winter, spring flowering heathers will be around now. Summer flowering heathers, it'll be the end of the summer, and so on. So whenever your heather stops flowering, that's the time to trim it back. So in her case, I would say any time over the next couple of weeks.
Okay, Mike in Bantry says, I plant my sweet peas in Geop. It gives them a good start. I'm wondering, is it too early to plant them out yet?
I would say 9 years out of 10, no, it's fine. Like we're coming towards the end of April, second half of April, but it has been very cold up to now, like in the last week. In the next sentence, I'm contradicting myself. It's probably not really cold. It's cold to you and I, but it's not really cold to plants. So you could plant them out now. Just do pay attention for, hopefully we don't, but any kind of errant late frosts, that would harm them. I have my sweet peas out. And so far, so good. They're doing okay.
Okay. Catherine says, could you ask Peter, please? I got a present of a hyacinth at Easter. It's on my windowsill. The flowers are just starting to die off. What do I do with it now? And will it flower again?
It will, but what you do is you when the flower and the foliage dies off, so when it all goes brown, just remove that from the bulb, store the bulb somewhere kind of cool and dry until the autumn, winter, and then plant them either in a pot again or outdoors, and they'll flower away next spring for you in the garden. are in the pot, which you can then move in again like you did this year.
Okay, Noreen listening to us online in Newport, South Wales. Question for Peter, please. I have a hydrangea which was given to me last year for Mother's Day. It didn't flower, although it had a lot of beautiful, healthy looking green leaves. This year again, lots of lovely green leaves. And I'm wondering, should I cut it back or is it too late to do that? And do you think it might flower this year?
I remember well being in Newport and South Wales a couple of times. We're following Munster Rugby and always having a great time. Fabulous place. But anyway, to matters of the hydrangea, I would say probably leave well alone. She got it last year on Mother's Day. The only thing I would be concerned about is, did she get an indoor type or an outdoor type? So if she had, there are indoor types of hydrangeas which are kind of grown as houseplants and very much for the gift market. They should be kept indoors, obviously enough. If it's an outdoor form, I would say leave well alone. It should flower this autumn for you. But if it's an indoor form and you've planted it outside, that's why it's not flowering. You need to move it inside.
Okay, Chris, could you ask Peter, please, if I grow red robin, can I grow it in a pot or does it have to be planted into the ground?
No, it doesn't have to be technically planted in the ground. It could be grown in a pot, absolutely. But they are prone to getting a bit leggy and woody and straggly, and they're probably more likely to do that if they're being grown in a pot as opposed to in the open ground. So if you're growing it in a pot, you will have to pay attention to feeding it and also to trimming it, to preventing it from getting kind of leggy and woody.
Okay, and a number of listeners are expecting and hoping to cut the grass this weekend. Could you give general advice on the first cut of the season, please?
Hard to believe we're talking about the first cut and it's the end of April, but yeah. With the soil, I know we're getting good drying this week and more next week, so the soil will be draining away. But just be careful if your soil is in any way waterlogged, that you don't leave ruts in the grass from the tires, that you don't damage the grass. And that I would cut it at the highest level or near enough to the highest level, because just not to clog up the lawnmower. And maybe go over it again a few days later at a slightly lower. And that's really all there is. And hopefully we're in for a spell of good weather and you'll be cutting it once a week then from now on.
Okay. And Mary Lou in Cana, could you ask Peter, please, the tarmac on my driveway is gone grey. How do I get it back nice and black?
The best thing of all, really, there is just a good power washer, a power clean. There's a company that I've used several times before, and I've mentioned them before, and it's Back to Black, which kind of, it's all in the name. So they're good. They're an excellent company if you want to get somebody to do it for you, to kind of just clean your tarmac drives, footpaths, things like that. But if you want to do it yourself, the best thing to do is just hire a power washer and get out there and do it. There isn't really any product that's going to bring it up as such. It's more, not to the best of my knowledge, it's more just power washing.
Okay. And very finally, you want to give a plug to the Fota Plant Fair. Wasn't that due to be on last weekend?
Well, it was, and it's probably one of the biggest plant fairs outside of Dublin, if not the biggest, certainly the biggest in this part of the world, for the independent kind of specialist plant nurseries, all due to go last weekend, last Sunday, but the weather in the week up to it, it couldn't happen. It was just too wet. The area was too wet. So they postponed it, and it is on this Sunday in Fota. I think it's from 11 o'clock. You'll find it online, a quick Google search to give you the opening times, but it's on this Sunday. So if you did miss it last Sunday, you didn't, if you know what I mean. It's on this Sunday.
Yeah, and you couldn't have got a better weather forecast for it. They're saying,
well, I think that they're, yeah.
Well, they're saying on Sunday we are going to be, it's 18 degrees, which is the same temperature that's forecasted for the party island of Ibiza. So we're going to be 18 degrees. You need to get your sunscreen out.
And I think Fota Plant Fair and the party island of Ibiza will be attracting a different market.
Okay.
So.
All right. Listen, enjoy, Peter, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Trish.
Thanks for that. That is Peter Dowdle, the irishgardener.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.